Now back to John Boggs at Ponderosa.
Thanks, Rob. I know we got just a couple minutes here before the news, but Carolyn, tell us a little bit about what's happening Saturday morning through the community center.
Well, Saturday morning is going to be a busy day for us. And just one other note on the sweat-a-thon, it's a $10 fee. Oh. You can sign up that day, and it doesn't matter what fitness level you're at, you'll be able to participate. If you're a little more fit, you might want to come out for the Hudson Family Park Half Marathon and 5K. Registration opens at 7:30 down by the amphitheater and the park. Uh-huh. And our half marathon, which is 13.1 miles, goes out at 8:30 with a shotgun start. Rain or shine.
Uh-huh.
Might be rain. I'm not sure. We also have a 6-mile team relay going out at 8:45 and 5K at 9 o'clock. 5K can be walk or run. They go out through downtown Portland and out in the country and come back on the other side of the county out by Tyson Road. It's a great thing to watch. We've got some really great runners running. Mm-hmm. I just got a registration from somebody from Georgia.
Wow.
A lot of our half marathon runners use these times to qualify for other races. So like the Boston Marathon and the mm-hmm. New York Marathon and those kind of things. So at 9:30, we have a free kids fun run uh-huh. Where kids can come out and depending on their age, just enjoy the art of running. Take a little jog around the pond and see if we've got some kids that might be interested in being 5K runners or half marathoners later on in life.
So there's no pre-registration. You can just show up and...
You can show up at 7:30 and register that morning. But uh-huh. if you'd like, you could also register at the community center ahead of time. It's strictly up to you. If you register ahead of time, then obviously your packet will be ready and you won't have to wait in line for that.
So, okay. Well... Carolyn, thank you so much.
Dave,
thank you for being here.
Thank you, John.
I hope the sweat-a-thon is successful, and I know the marathon's going to be successful. So right now, we'll go back to Rob.